Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3385 BN. Today's date is June 24th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Barack Obama Anxiety Over the Presidential Election Is Real? Immunity? Ready for the shift? Let's talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now preparing for the presidential debates. And you can see that Barack Obama, he's having anxiety over the presidential election, and it is real because they realize that they cannot have Biden in that position because, once again, his poll numbers are dropping like crazy. The people, they see it. Everything that he's done to the country has been damaging the country, and the people are turning on him. And I do believe when Trump, going back in time, said, yeah, the 25th Amendment is going to be a threat to Joe Biden, he wasn't kidding. Now, we know the debates are coming up. But again, these debates, what are they really for? I do believe what they're really for is to bring Biden out there, have him all juiced up, and then slowly break down over time. Now, is Biden going to be able to debate Trump? No, they're going to have Jake Tapper. It's actually the media who is actually going to be debating Trump. The people are going to be watching Biden breakdown. So I do believe Obama and team, they set this all up, had this early debate because they needed to start the narrative for the change of batter. And I do believe we're going to see Biden. And again, this is being broadcast to their audience. Remember, the audience that watches CNN, MSNBC, and the rest, they are going to see certain things because it's going to be allowed. And they're going to see Biden breakdown. Now, I don't mean he's going to freeze up and just not say a word for 90 minutes, or he's just going to bump into walls the entire time, or try to shake someone's hand that doesn't really exist. I do believe you're going to see some strange things, and people are going to have questions about it. And then the media, where you have the most of the Democrats watching, they're going to start to discuss it. Of course, Fox News is going to discuss it. And yes, people then across all social media platforms, they're going to say it looks like Biden has some problems. And then you're going to have Congress start to discuss it, and the D's, they will get the A-OK, okay, let's talk about what's going on with him. And I do believe what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to tell him to step down. I do believe they've been trying to tell him this for quite a while. I think he's been stubborn about it. And I do believe in the end, when he doesn't step down, or maybe he will, but if he doesn't, we know that he is going to be taken out with the 25th Amendment. And I do believe that is going to be done probably around the summer months leading up to the presidential election. Now, we'll have to see how this all plays out, but I do believe we're heading in that direction. Maybe not the timing, but we are definitely heading in that direction. Now, the other thing that we could see is happening is that the Supreme Court, they're going to be ruling on presidential immunity. Now, they did put up not huge chain link fences, but the bike rack fence, which is low. And I do believe they're putting that up maybe for Trump supporters who are unhappy with their decision. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But it's very, very odd that they're putting this around the Supreme Court. And yes, we have current photos of this up around the Supreme Court. Now, again, if you're going to try to create an incident, if you're going to try to create something, you don't put up these gigantic fences that are reinforced. You put up these low barriers where it makes it easier for people to get over. So let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But you can see the deep state players, they're ready for the big shift. And I do believe the big shift is swapping out their candidate, and the big shift is leading us into war and actually most likely having a cyber attack to actually stop the elections. And what's very interesting is today that we learned there was a cyber attack. Now, we don't know if it actually happened or if this is the beginning of the narrative, which I do believe it is. There was a cyber attack on the Federal Reserve. Now, once again, the IMF has let us know that they're very worried about a cyber attack on the financial institutions, and the financial institutions are susceptible to an attack, and it could bring down the financial system, and it could lead us to war, because who are they saying cyber attacked the Federal Reserve? Russia. Now, think about it. We've seen cyber attack narrative being built with the water treatment plants. We've been seeing the cyber attack narrative being built with the car dealerships, with the hospitals that are being attacked. And now we're getting word that it's the Federal Reserve. So are they building up the idea that Russia might cyber attack the United States? It's starting to seem that way. And I do believe they're getting prepared and ready for the big shift. And this incorporates all of this, because what is their end goal? Their end goal is to bring us to where? The Great Reset, the Green New Scam, make sure Trump isn't elected, and they need to cover up all their crimes and make sure that people never find out what they've done. So you need to usher in war. And that is what their 16-year plan has always been. And I do believe that is where we're headed right now. And I do believe they're already starting the narrative, and this is going to build as we go throughout the summer, just like we're seeing it build right now. Now, do I think we're going to have this major cyber attack right now? No, I think it's going to be closer to the presidential election, maybe in September, maybe in October, around that time frame. And I do believe as that happens, we're also going to see many other events that are going to, where they're going to try to push us into war. Now, remember, Trump has the most powerful weapon, and that is peace. And this is why he's continually out there letting everyone know that he can stop this. It doesn't have to be this way. And as you continually repeat this, people start to say, why is he continually saying this? And then when they see an event, and when they see, hey, wait, there's war breaking out in the Middle East, there's war breaking out in Ukraine, worse than it is today, and it looks like Russia is, they might do something because the United States has been firing missiles into their country. When you see something happening out in Taiwan or missiles being delivered to North Korea or Cuba, yeah, people are going to remember what Trump said. And this is why he said it a long time ago, because he's showing the people, look, I know what's coming. I know better than Biden. And I'm telling you what we can do to stop this. And the people that have been hearing this, they're going to remember. And it's going to be brought up multiple times. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election and war is building, people are going to have to make that decision. And I do believe the majority of the people, they're going to make the right decision of peace. And they're not going to want to go to war. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about what Maxine Waters says about how there's going to be blood in the streets. We're going to be talking about the cyber attack and the debates. But first, let's start off with the Biden administration, because it looks like now we have a new individual that is coming in. And this individual reminds me of Sam Brittain. And it looks like we have Tyler Cherry, which is Sam Brittain 2.0. And this individual, once again, is part of the trans movement. And this individual is going to be the White House Associate Communications Director. So this individual, Cherry, has a long social media history of calling for the abolishment of the police, decrying aid to Israel, damning conservatives and traditional Republicans. it seems like this is the perfect candidate. Basically, who this individual is, and N. Wokeness has put this out, is he's a far left extremist. And here are some of his tweets that he put out. Police equals slave patrols. Voter ID equals poll taxes. NAACP bombing equals KKK. Neither slavery nor Jim Crow were that long ago. We just evolved. Appointment time to recall that modern day police system is a direct evolution of slave patrols and lynch mobs. Abolish ICE. So this individual goes on and on and on talking about this. But again, his new role is to spearhead the Biden climate change initiatives. In the event Biden doesn't win a second term, his team is pushing forward their big ticket environmental and climate items, hoping to at least lock in the environmentalist wackos voting bloc or something. So they're putting these people in place. And when you look at government today, it looks like the capital of Hunger Games. And it looks like we're watching a show. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, new White House Associate Communications Director is now backpedaling on all his past posts. Here are a few reminders. Promoted gender ideology. Propagated Russia hoax. Referred to police as slave patrols. Called to abolish ICE. Called everyone and America racist. Are these all cheap fakes too, Tyler Cherry? I don't think so. But that is very interesting that these are the people that they're putting in there, because again, they are mentally ill. They're very easy to control. But let's see if he steals luggage, because again, Sam Brinton stole luggage and he's no longer in the administration. So let's see what this individual does, because again, do you really think this is the best of the best? This is who we can get in here to do this incredible job? Absolutely not. Plus, do we need really someone in there for this climate hoax? No, we don't. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Maryland's Democrat LGBTQ Diversity Council, they have scrubbed their page of chair who attempted to meet with a 14-year-old decoy. So Alex Rosen, the founder of the Houston-based vigilante organization Predator Poachers, uploaded a snippet of a new video exposing Maryland's Democrat LGBTQ Diversity Council chair for attempting to meet up with a man he believed was 14 years old. And Rosen questioned this individual, and this individual basically acknowledged that, yes, I said all these things. I would like to rape the child. I would like to do things to this child. This individual, Knappen, he knew exactly what he was saying. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. He just didn't realize that it was a decoy. That's the thing he didn't realize. And an account called HIV Hep also deleted their post of Michael Knappen pictured with Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock. Now, that is very interesting. Alex Rosen put this out and said, HIV Hep has deleted their post of Michael Knappen pictured with Senator Warnock. And there it is. You can see it as clear as day. Now, the interesting thing is, and Libs of TikTok put this out on X, Michael Knappen, the chief of the LGBTQ Dems of Maryland group, who allegedly texted and tried to meet up with the 14-year-old boy for sexual activities, visited the White House at least three times in the past few months. Now, that is very interesting. Why would he be visiting the White House? I wonder what's happening in the White House. This should be very, very interesting, and I do believe we'll probably hear more about this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Representative Anna Paulina Luna, she has sent a letter to fellow Republicans informing them of her intention to force a vote on an inherent contempt against AG Merrick Garland in the next few days. DC Drano responded to this and said, there will be a vote to hold Merrick Garland in inherent contempt this week for not complying with a lawful subpoena. This would allow the House Sergeant at Arms to arrest him and hold him in congressional jail until he turns over the Biden tapes. The founding fathers created a three-branch government to keep checks and balances for a reason. Any Republican voting no on holding Merrick Garland in contempt will be exposing themselves for who they truly are, swamp rat rhinos. So let's see how this plays out, because I do believe a lot of the rhinos are not going to vote for this. And yes, they are going to be exposed. Remember, we are now in the stage of exposing the D's, the rhinos, the criminal syndicate. And people are going to see a very, very big difference between the criminal syndicate that is composed of the Democrats and the rhinos compared to the Patriots. Now, even if the vote doesn't go through, what people are going to see, they're going to see who is a true patriot and who is part of the criminal syndicate. Remember, this is what this is all about. If you're expecting justice from a criminal syndicate, well, That expectation is not going to happen. It's not going to happen until we remove the criminal syndicate. And the only way to remove the criminal syndicate is to show the people who they truly are and expose them. And once you know who they are, you can vote all these people out. And we can clean up the DOJ, clean up the FBI, clean up all these agencies, and actually cut many of these agencies because we don't need them. The criminal syndicate created them. But the voters know. And Rasmussen Reports put this out. Nearly half of voters believe Attorney General Merrick Garland is guilty of contempt of Congress. And most Republicans think he should be jailed for not complying with congressional subpoenas. Now, it'd be pretty cool if he went to jail and the Republicans all stuck together and overrode the Democrats, because you know which way the Democrats are going to vote. They're not going to say, yeah, let's hold Merrick Garland in contempt. No, they're not going to do that. The RINOs, again, they might be pressured, because again, a lot of these individuals, they have been blackmailed. And we know that Merrick Garland has been going around talking to a lot of these individuals. So we'll have to see how this vote turns out. But I'm not expecting him to be arrested. I mean, it'd be great if he was, but with all the corruption in government, let's see how this plays out. And again, the RINOs, they would be afraid that this could happen if they have their Republican in there, their attorney general in there. Remember, when I say there, it's not Trump. I'm talking about their person, which is not MAGA, completely separate and apart. Remember, I do believe what we have today is we have the Democrats and we have the RINOs, which is the Uniparty, and then we have MAGA. So we have a separation right now. And I do believe the RINOs are saying, well, if we set a precedent like this, this can happen to us. And we don't want that to happen to us because we work together with the Democrats. But let's see how this all plays out. This should be very, very interesting. Now, at the border, we can see that the people of this country, they have seen how the border, open borders, it does not work. It creates crime. It creates poverty. These individuals take our jobs. And the cities, they are struggling. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And people now, with all these murders that are happening with these young women, the people are starting to realize that, hey, you know something? This is a very, very dangerous precedent that we've set here. We're letting in people. We don't even know if they're criminals. Actually, most of them are criminals. And now we're starting to find out that these people aren't vetted. And wait until there's an event in this country. Because remember, everything's brewing. And I do believe that the FBI, they let that out there that, yes, we're going to have an event because they're already planning on one. And I do believe the event is to try to create chaos, try to bring us to war. But again, this is going to be used against them because people are going to see this as, whoa, we have the open borders. These people were let in. Mayorkas is responsible. Biden's responsible. And now we have this major, major event on top of the murders. This is absolutely ridiculous. But when you look at New York City, you can see everything that they tried to do is not working. And now Mayor Adams, he is just going to add all this money into his budget. And the budget is going to include the cost of putting the illegals up. So they're not dependent on the emergency money anymore. And they're going to include this into the city budget, which means most likely they're going to have to raise taxes on everyone in the city. And how do you think the city people are going to take this? I think they're going to be pretty darn pissed off. But think about what's happening in the border. They're bringing in all these children. There's a lot of child trafficking going on. There's about 85,000 children where they don't know where they are. And Representative Ana Paulina Luna, she is introducing a bill for DNA testing. So she introduced two immigration bills aimed at cracking down on fake migrant families crossing the southern border and significantly increasing penalties for employers hiring ineligible workers. So she introduced this bill, and within the bill, there is also a mandate to rapidly test these families, these children, with their mother or father who are bringing them in. And these individuals will get this rapid DNA test, which will determine in like 90 minutes or so if these people are, or the mother or the father, that they are their true parents. Now, people are saying, why haven't we been doing this entire time? Well, we were. Trump, he was giving everyone that came in a DNA test to make sure that the kids that were coming in, those were their parents. You know who took it away? Oh, it was the Biden administration. They made a conscious decision not to renew a Trump-era pilot program that conducts rapid DNA tests of illegal aliens crossing the border. So this was done, and they put out a press release May 26, 2023, and it says, Grothman, National Security Subcommittee members investigate human trafficking risk as Biden administration moves to end DNA testing at the border. So why would Biden remove the DNA testing? Where have all these children gone? I do believe there's about 85,000 children that are missing. So again, why would they be doing this? Is this child trafficking? Absolutely. And I do believe, since we're seeing all the pedophiles, I think we know where all these children are going. And you could see why they ended the DNA test, because most of these individuals that are bringing these children into this country, they are not their parents. And this is why they had to remove it. Actually, if you look at what Biden has done, he has removed almost everything that Trump had in place. And what Trump had in place kept the border secure. And again, we can see their true motivation, just like we see their true motivation with gun control. That is completely and utterly falling apart. Actually, the Democrats now have a bill in place where they just want to ban every single gun. I mean, forget it. They went off the rails. They're not even going after the assault rifle, which there is no such thing as an assault rifle. They decide, you know what? The time is late. We need just to ban everything. So they're putting out a bill just to ban almost every single type of weapon. Isn't this what Canada did? Isn't this what the UK did? Isn't this what Australia did, New Zealand? Yeah, they've been trying to do the same thing here, because this is part of their overall plan. Their overall plan is to disarm the people of these countries, because when you have a disarmed population, a tyrannical government can rule over you. And this is what they've been trying to do for a very long time. And for those people that don't believe, all you got to do is go back in history. And they trick the people time and time again, where they say nothing's going to happen until it happens. Well, I don't think the people of this country want to find out. And this is why our founding fathers put this in place, because they were dealing with a tyrannical government. They knew how important the weapon would be, because when you have a weapon, you have the ability to fight the tyrannical government off. And this is why the founding fathers did it. They didn't sit around after the Revolutionary War saying, hey, by the way, should we put something in the Constitution that says we need our weapons for hunting? No, they sat around the table going, listen, we got to map this out for future generations, and we need to show everyone, you need your weapon, because what's going to happen in the future is the same thing that's happening now. You're going to have a criminal organization take control, and the criminal organization is going to want to control the people. Remember, the only thing that's holding them back right now is the Constitution, and they're not even paying attention to the Constitution. Remember, the Constitution is the contract that we, the people, have them abide by. And if they don't want to abide by the contract, we don't need them. But you can see already the Biden administration, they're going around the contract. If the Constitution wasn't there, they'd be rounding people up and they would just take your weapon away. And this has happened in many, many countries. The reason why they haven't done this, where they got the weapons away from the people in many of the other countries, the reason why they're not rounding people up is because the United States still has a constitution. If the United States didn't have the constitution, you would see these people worldwide rounding up the people that they don't want out there. And I think you know who they are. But when you look at the certain states like California, remember, California is like the number one in gun control, and they are the number one in active shooting incidents in 2023, because gun control doesn't work. The criminals always find a way to get a weapon. And remember, every law that the deep state is passing or trying to pass is a violation of the Constitution. And the reason why they're doing it is because they don't want patriots to have weapons. They don't care about the criminals. They're criminals themselves. They back the criminals. They free the criminals. They know the criminals are going to get weapons. The thing is, they don't want the patriot, the person that's going to defend the country, to have the weapon. That's their motivation. It's always been their motivation. And you could see that these people that installed themselves, they always fight against the Constitution every step of the way. Because if we had a true person that was elected by the representatives, they would follow the Constitution. They would back the Constitution. They would support the Constitution. And they would never pass a law to violate the Constitution. And once again, the only way to convince people of certain things is to create the events. And this is what they've done in this country over and over and over, to think that guns are dangerous. No, it's not the guns. It's the criminals. They're the dangerous ones, the ones in government and the ones on the streets. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard of the CERT food diet? Probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities until now. In fact, it is actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world-famous singer, which we can't mention. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet, as well as world champion boxer David Haye, who credits his amazing shape to this. Now, the two international bestseller authors who created the CERT food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent CERT foods to all Americans by combining them all into one revolutionary power drink, so you can get all the benefits of the diet just by drinking this. It's called Ultimate CERT Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. I know I've tried it, and I've been amazed at the results myself. It's truly been amazing. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Ultimate CERT Juice now by going to getcert.com/x22. That is getcert.com/x22, or click the link in the description box below. That's getcert.com/x22, or just click the link in the video to get your supply with this exclusive discount. Now, the other thing you could see, since this is not a shooting war right now, it's an information war. We don't want it to be a shooting war. And I do believe this is why Trump took this path to wake the people up, to go back to the Declaration of Independence, where the people take back the country. And the only way for the people to take back the country is to actually see that the country was taken over by a criminal syndicate. Because if you don't believe the country was taken over by the criminal syndicate, are you really going to fight to take back the country? No. So the only way to show you is to actually make you live through it every single day until everyone is awake and everyone says, hey, by the way, did you realize that we've been taken over by a criminal syndicate and we need to take back the country because they're going to destroy our way of lives. They're going to bring us to war. They're going to have open borders. They're going to destroy the economy. They're going to destroy our children in schools. Well, that's what people have been experiencing. And this was done on purpose to wake the population up. But again, the deep state players, they don't want people talking about this. This is why they've been using censorship. This is why the Biden administration has been violating the Constitution, violating our First Amendment, and directing the social media companies to do what? To censor people. Directing Amazon to say, hey, don't sell these books. We don't want people to see these books about how vaccines are bad, or COVID is a plandemic and the vaccine is a bioweapon, or families give strong structure and the children come out better because they have a mother and a father. They don't want people to see that. They want people to see their crazy world. That's what they really want. And you can see this is why they've been censoring. And you can see out in the EU, the EU is now accusing Telegram of hiding its reach, because Telegram app, they're saying that they have about 42 million users. And the EU is saying, no, we believe it's over 45 million, because that's the threshold for regulatory control. So Telegram is saying they're under 42 million. So they have to be over 45 million for the EU to control them. And I think the EU wants to control them. And I think they want to control every single social media platform. They want to control Rumble. They want to control Truth. They want to control all of it. Why? Because, again, they want to control the flow of information. They're losing the information more, and they're going to continue to lose the information more. Actually, it's very good that there's multiple platforms, and these multiple platforms, they have spread out the user base, so they can't make the case of going after the platforms. Now, they can change their laws. They, of course, that's easy for them to do. But again, having all these multiple platforms, it makes it a lot better for the digital soldier, because the platforms aren't regulated in most of the countries. And I think all those individuals that are MAGA, all those individuals that are Republicans, all those people that are endorsed, they should join up to True Social. I mean, if they're not on True Social, what would be the reason? If Trump is endorsing them, why wouldn't they join True Social? I do believe they should. And if they aren't, I think we need to question these individuals, don't you think? Now, we could see we are now moving towards war. And every day that passes, we can see the deep state players, they are poking the bear. They're poking Putin, and they're trying to get Putin to do something. Douglas McGregor put this out and said, Russia blames the United States for deadly missile attack on Crimea. Russia on Sunday said the United States had responsibility for Ukrainian missile attack on Russia-annexed Crimea, which is said killed five people, including three children, and wounded over 100. And the Russian Foreign Ministry summoned the U.S. Ambassador Lynn Tracy over an attack by Ukraine on the occupied Crimean Peninsula. So right now, they're blaming the deep state players for what happened there because they're the ones who are controlling the missile systems. And I do believe what they're trying to do is they're trying to continually push and push and push so Putin does something. Now, I do believe this is going to happen with North Korea and South Korea now. It's going to happen in Ukraine and Russia. And they want him to do something. Clandestine put this out and said, the list of U.S.-sponsored terrorist attacks continues to grow. Nord Stream pipeline bombing, Crocus City Hall massacre, Belgorod incursion, Sevastopol, ATACMS. The U.S. continue to provoke Putin in the hopes that he will retaliate so they can justify direct conflict with Russia. And that is absolutely true. And they're going to continue to do this. But don't worry. Our armed forces, they are prepared and ready. Because remember, they're not bringing in the best of the best to our armed forces. Most of the armed forces, the enrollment is way, way down. And now, since morale is down in South Korea, the commander of the U.S. Air Base in South Korea has authorized troops to wear a pride morale patch on their military uniforms. So, by the way, they should not be wearing any political type of patch because this is an example of politicization of the military under the Biden administration. And remember, the insignia and patches on a soldier's uniform used to serve the purpose of telling you something about the military qualifications and experience of the soldier. They now can also signal whether a soldier ascribes to the Democratic Party's current political trends. And this should not be allowed whatsoever. Remember your oath. And the other thing you could see is that the deep state players in all the different countries, we know in Germany, we know in the United States with the draft, we know that they're getting prepared for war. And they do it very, very slowly. Oh, we're going to have conscription. Oh, we have to have the 18-year-olds. Oh, we're going to pass a bill that you're automatically registered and we're going to draft women. This is how they slowly but surely get everything in place for war. And out in the UK, what's very interesting is that the UK army is recruiting again, and Wall Street Silver put this out, and the new ads have only white people in them. Why aren't they recruiting any of their culturally enriched population to die in foreign wars for them? Don't you find that interesting? So let's see, here in this country, who are they really going to go after when they implement the draft? Well, it's going to be the American citizen, and you're going to see the young women, the young men being drafted if this all gets approved. They will be going to fight overseas in other countries like in the UK. They're only looking for white individuals. They're going to send them overseas, which is going to leave the illegals in the country. They don't want them to fight because most of them won't. They don't. Their allegiance is not to that country. So what happens? It's a replacement of the people. Because after the war, what happens? Well, you have a lot less of the original people and you have all the people that you brought in. So this actually changes the entire landscape of the country. And you could see this is where they are headed with all of this, which is absolutely unbelievable. And you can see in this country, they are definitely trying to start a religious war. Remember, they like to keep the people divided. So out in LA, we had violence erupt outside an LA synagogue. And we had the violent pro-Hamas protesters. They were assaulting Jews. It looks like the LAPD, they were ordered not to intervene. This is what happens when you have Antifa, because that's who they are. They are Antifa. They just changed their costume. And remember, this is not organically happening. They do this on purpose because think about, go back in years. Remember when there was things happening out in Gaza? Did we have anything like this here in this country? No, we didn't. They're doing it specifically now because they're trying to kick something off. Noah Pollock put this out and said, I was there today for an event at the shul. LAPD headquarters let the Hamas supporters take over the sidewalk in front of the shul and block its entrance. In fact, LAPD had formed a cordon around the front of the shul to keep Jews out and Hamas supporters in. I tried to enter with my kids through the front door and was turned away, not by Hamas supporters, but by the LAPD. Anyone who wanted to attend had to use the secret back entrance. Karen Bass LA and LAPD headquarters are an absolute disgrace. It's clear the police have been instructed to help the Democrat Party street animals do their thuggery. They're definitely not there to protect the right of Jews to enter their shul. Now, think about this. Go back to 2020, where the police instructed to stand down. Absolutely. Did Trump offer the National Guard at the time? How many blue cities, blue states accepted the National Guard? They didn't, because this is part of their agenda. They are assisting their criminals. And all you got to do is look what's happening out in California. We just saw what happened out in LA. And look what's happening out in San Francisco. And Wokeness put this out and said, last night, the Bay Bridge was shut down for over 30 minutes in San Francisco. Zero arrests were made over the incident. No one is above the law. So people now can see this very, very clearly. And I do believe that these protests, they are going to morph as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And I do believe that the Antifa group, they are, they're the conductors of all this. I mean, they're not calling the shots. That's coming from Soros and above. But they're the ones who are going to conduct what happens on the ground. And they're going to join in with the illegals in this country. And yes, most likely you're going to have the Patriot Front group on one side, and you're going to have the illegals and the Antifa group on the other side. Now, you might have some of Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters to kick this off, because again, this is not happening organically. This is driven by the deep state players to start a religious war, just like they were trying to start a race war. They want the people divided, and they have to manufacture this to try to get it started, because it doesn't happen by itself. When you look at the Middle East, and when you had the Arab Spring, and you had the overthrow of the governments in all these different countries, these were artificially manufactured to actually overthrow the government. The protests and everything that you saw there was artificially manufactured, and they were hoping that people would join in, because it would not happen on its own. So you could see they're using the same exact playbook here in this country. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook, because again, when you see the illegals who entered this country illegally, which is an invasion, and when they start to destroy and attack American citizens, what happens? Well, that's an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act. The military can be on U.S. soil. Actually, the military can also be on U.S. soil, because back in November 3rd, they overthrew the United States government, and now the military is activated. I do believe we're coming full circle right now. Now, we know the debates are coming up, and we can see that I do believe these debates are to show the Democratic audience that Biden is having major, major troubles. Now, Biden most likely will not be debating Trump. Yes, he'll answer questions, but the media is really going to be those individuals that are debating. Remember, Jake Tapper, he actually compared Trump to Hitler in Nazi Germany. And I do believe the media will be battling and debating Trump. Biden most likely will stand there. Yes, he might start off, but I do believe what you're going to see and what the audience, the Democratic audience, is going to see, they're going to see how he cannot function that well. He might come out very, very strong in the very beginning because he's all juiced up, but I do believe this is part of their plan to begin the narrative of taking him down. And the media will run cover for him and actually debate Trump. Now, they'll try to feed certain information to Biden. They'll help him out. You know how this all works. But Eric Trump, he was being interviewed, and he said, my father is not just debating Biden. He's going to be debating CNN. And remember, Jake Tapper, he's going to be moderating this whole thing, and he compared Trump to Hitler. And he said many other things. Now, what's very interesting is that CNN's Casey Hunt, a former MSNBC host, was on CNN interviewing Carolyn Leavitt, who is part of the Trump campaign. She's the national press secretary. And the MSNBC host, which is now the CNN host, wouldn't allow Carolyn to actually talk about Jake Tapper's long history of criticizing Trump and they actually cut her off. Carolyn Leavitt put this out on X and said the following: "You cut off my microphone for bringing up the debate moderator's history of anti-Trump lies. This proved our point that President Trump will not be treated fairly on Thursday. Yet he is still willing to go into this 3-1 fight to bring this winning message to the American people, and he will win." Now, here are the 11 times that Jake Tapper attacked Trump. He suggested Trump was a nightmare for tens of millions of our fellow Americans. Their long national nightmare is over. Claimed Trump continues to lie to the American people about coronavirus testing. Retweeted a post that called Trump 100% insane. Shamed Trump upon being hospitalized for the coronavirus. Described Trump's presidency as a disaster. Reported twice on Trump's penis. Questioned the 2016 election by perpetrating the Russian collusion hoax. Suggested Trump tried to kill democracy. Ordered CNN's control room not to cover Trump live. Claimed Trump was a rather angry defendant, saying there's no case here. Refused to cover Trump live due to potentially dangerous content. Said he was Hitler. So really think about this. Is this guy going to be completely unbiased? Absolutely not. But again, I do believe Trump is going into this because he knows the plan. He knows the playbook. He knows that they're trying to get rid of Biden. And I do believe that's what this is all about. The debate is actually to remove Biden. And yes, Trump will be going up against CNN. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to win. Now, they're going to try to hit him hard with certain questions. But again, I think what people are going to see as the debate goes on, they're going to see Biden kind of break down. Now, I don't mean he's going to just stare into space for 30 minutes or he's going to shake someone's hand that doesn't exist. But I think people will see, and I'm talking about the Democratic audience, they will see anomalies. They will see strange things. And I do believe this will bring up the question, is he okay? And I do believe they have to do this because Barack Obama is increasingly getting involved. I mean, he's a lot involved with Biden, but he's really worried and anxious about the presidential election because he knows he needs to get rid of Biden one way or another. I don't think he has complete and utter control over Biden. I think he tells him what to do, but I think Biden is stubborn. And I think this is why he's anxious. So Obama's involvement reportedly began after Biden's campaign officials realized in late 2023 that they needed to do something. And Obama's role includes consulting with O'Malley Dillon, Biden's campaign chair, Anita Dunn, a Biden aide who worked with Obama. He advises on digital budget strategy, assists in hands-on public relations work with Hollywood celebrities, and fundraises for The Resident. And this is all coming from New York Magazine. He has become more plugged in into Biden's political thinking. Obama speaks more often with O'Malley's Dillon, the campaign's chair and functionality, its executive, including about Biden's effort to target hard to persuade young and black voters. At the same time, operatives in Obama's personal office coordinate with Biden's campaign to make sure Obama is in the loop on campaign updates. And he has kept in regular touch with the White House side, too, checking in with two more of his former top aides, Chief of Staff Jeff Zients and Dunn, a senior advisor. And Obama's anxiety about the election is real. And we could see that he's very nervous about going into the presidential election, and he knows he needs to get rid of Biden. And I do believe he is now starting the narrative to remove him. Now, yesterday we mentioned how Cash dropped a bomb that the British court revealed that Paul Ryan was the first one to receive a copy of the Steele dossier back in 2016. And he did this, and he knew about this for many, many years. But we, those individuals that were following Q, we understood this going back in time. And Lisa May put this out on X and said, he didn't leave Congress on his own terms. Because when you look back at the post, and you look back at post 24, it says, was put into submission. For the betterment of the country, not all will be prosecuted and all will do as told. And then here's another one, 3968, April 15, 2020. Do you think it was Paul Ryan's choice to step down? Rising star in ER party? Speaker of the House? No, I think he was forced out. What is the going rate for the Speaker of the House to obstruct congressional investigations for the purposes of delaying or eliminating its findings? Why did Paul Ryan retire at such a young age? Because the Patriots forced him out. They knew exactly what he's been doing and what he was going to do. So they tried to delete the proof, But again, nothing is ever deleted. And now we can see the truth, and it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And future does prove the past. And we're starting to learn a lot more about this. And I do believe we're going to learn a lot more about Obama. We're going to learn a lot more about Hillary Clinton, because I do believe they are now in focus as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And we do know that they're trying to get rid of one of the Supreme Court justices. And they tried with Alito, and now they're trying with Clarence Thomas, because they want certain rulings, and they're trying to manipulate the Supreme Court any way they possibly can. So they're going after Clarence Thomas. And out of the Wall Street Journal, it says the fix is in with the latest attack on Clarence Thomas. So in the Supreme Court, they're trying to convince everyone that Clarence Thomas has received almost $4.2 million in gifts and likely gifts between 2004 and 2023. The other 16 justices who served during that period, according to the chart, received a combined total of less than $600,000 in gifts. That includes a mere $3,150 for Justice Anthony Kennedy, $55,000 for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and $15,000 for Justice Stephen Breyer. Can that be true? No. A review of the fixed court's claim shows multiple errors and deceptions. It counts as gifts Justice Thomas' trips and vacations with friends that weren't required to be disclosed. Fix the court counts annual visits by Justice and Ginny Thomas to the summer home of their longtime friends Harlan and Kathy Crow as a gift valued at $280,000, but no other justices' visits to close friends' homes are listed on its charts. In 2011, 20 Democrat lawmakers filed an ethics complaint regarding Justice Thomas not disclosing his trips with Crows. In response, the U.S. Judicial Conference, which regulates judges' financial disclosures, concluded in 2012 that Justice Thomas wasn't required to report such trips and vacations. It uses an inconsistent standard for what constitutes as a gift to inflate Justice Thomas's numbers. He traveled to Dallas in 2022 to speak at a civil rights conference hosted in part by the American Enterprise Institute. Fix the Court counts the plane travel provided by Mr. Crow, an AEI trustee, as a gift valued at $68,000. But the group doesn't count Justice Breyer's more than 230 trips for events, 63 of them outside the U.S., including the 17 trips the Pritzker Family Architect Foundation paid for Justice Breyer to take to London, Paris, Beijing, and Copenhagen. Justice Kennedy and his wife traveled to Europe many summers for months to teach seminars. None of those trips were actually counted. Same thing with Ginsburg, same thing with all the others. So they're trying to manipulate this to make you think that he's doing something that he's not. But all the others did the same exact thing. And if you count them all in, they all have the same problem, don't they? And this is a moot point, but you could see what they're trying to do. They're trying to get rid of the conservative justices. Why? This way they can have the rulings they want. And remember, it looks like the Supreme Court is going to be voting on the presidential immunity. And they're also going to be voting on the J6 criminal charges. And they're also going to be looking at the government censorship. So let's see how this all plays out. But what's very interesting about all of this is that the Supreme Court now has a barrier in front of it. It's not huge chain link fences. They are bike racks. They're low. They're connected. And they're surrounding the Supreme Court. Are they expecting a crowd? Are they expecting something to happen? Because when you see something like this, it looks like they're making it a barrier, but an easier barrier to break through. Do they want something to happen? And remember, these decisions that the Supreme Court's going to rule on is going to be at the end of the week. So they like to do these things usually on Friday, because then you have the long weekend to actually hear about it. Congress is really not there, and they like to continually push this. So are they trying to say that Trump supporters are going to do something because the Supreme Court's going to rule against presidential immunity? By the way, Mama Grizzly put this out on X and said, SCOTUS does have waist-high fencing all around, maybe for decision next week. I just took this photo, and this is on June 23rd, 2024. So the barriers look like they're there. There's not the huge chain-link fences like that picture that's going around. It's the bike racks. But again, would they need this for Antifa? No, they wouldn't have the barriers there for Antifa, because they would want them to storm the Supreme Court. They wouldn't want it to look like they're storming it. The Trump supporters, they want it to look like they're storming the Supreme Court. And again, the ruling is going to happen on Friday. We'll have to see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. But what the other thing that's very interesting is that Maxine Waters, she is out there letting everyone know that if Trump wins, he's going to put millions at risk because there's going to be violence and killings. There could be blood on the streets. So basically, she's projecting what the deep state is going to do. Remember, she told everyone to take to the streets. She told everyone to use violence, get in their faces. But what she's really doing is saying, as Trump wins, we're going to create violence on the street because we're going to have our people out there. They're projecting what they're going to do. And we can see, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, the cyber attack narrative is actually building. And we can see that a Russian cyber group dubbed Lockbit claims it hacked the Federal Reserve and exfiltrated 33 terabytes of sensitive banking data. Now, think about the different stories that we heard about cyber attacks. One that hit the car dealership, one that hit the hospital, one that hit the water filtration plants. Now we are hitting the Federal Reserve. Remember, the IMF told us about cyber attacks that might hit the financial institutions. We heard about the World Economic Forum. They told us that we're going to see a cyber attack. And now we have the Federal Reserve allegedly being hit. And this Lockbit team, they are saying that the Federal Reserve has 48 hours, that they will probably release this information. And again, this is coming from Russia. So you could see how they're building the narrative. Do I think this is the final cyber attack? No, I think they're building the narrative with everything else to convince people there's a lot of cyber attacks that are happening right now. And this will build and build and build as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And I do believe in the end, they will most likely use a cyber attack to actually, number one, say we're attacked from Russia. And I do believe you'll see other attacks, physical attacks, but that will be the main attack. And you might see lights go out in certain areas, not the entire country. Communications, I do believe communications will be down in certain areas. They'll be up and down, just like you're seeing the cellular network going up and down, strange anomalies happening. And I do believe they'll make the case that malware was inserted. And since the election systems are being tested right before the elections, I do believe they're going to say, we don't know if the election systems are safe. And you could see this is all being done for what? The Great Reset, the Green New Scam, to try to bring us into their new financial system, to start a war, have the United States lose, and then restart everything and make sure Trump doesn't become president. But again, Trump, like he said from the very, very beginning, he has the most powerful weapon, and that is peace. Because once he ushers in peace, everything that the deep state is trying to do completely fails. And I do believe he needs the people to see what the deep state is going to do. You need to experience it every step of the way. You need to experience the attacks, the cyber attacks. You need to experience where they're trying to bring us. Because again, if you're going to take back the country, you need to know who the enemy is. Without seeing this, and those people that are awake, you know who the enemy is. I'm talking about all those people that are still sleeping, and there's a lot of them. They need to see who the enemy is so they could say, enough is enough. We can't head in this direction. And to take back the country, they need to vote these people out. Trump just can't remove them. The people, according to the Declaration of Independence, they must vote these people out and take back the country. And I do believe in the end, the people are going to do it. The people are going to take it back. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.